wouldn't it be great if when you went to buy a computer, or after you bought a computer, if you had any questions, you could ask a genius? Well, that's what we've got. This is called the Genius Bar.
Across the room to do that.
Ooh, I felt the energy.
Do you like that? I feel like if I come in hot.
I'm dancing right now. If only we had a video version of this podcast.
If only we did.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You come in with the energy every week for every video that you do, for every podcast you do. So I figured if I start from the whole other side of the room and sprint in, you know, like when you get a head start. That's what that was. I got a head start. I ran in here, did the intro, and here we are. Genius Bar, episode 9, everybody.
Is it really nine? It's nine weeks we've been doing this?
Well, that's a baby amount of time. Wait, no. It takes 9 months for a baby to happen, right? Imagine if, that's why we're YouTubers, everybody. I didn't go to school.
9 weeks from now, you're going to be like, all right, Karina, we going to the hospital today? And she's like, what? Huh?
9 weeks it is, everybody. You heard it here first. Speaking of hearing things here first.
Wow.
We have the best listeners.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, 100%.
When we talked about Ming Chi Kuo, and we couldn't figure out how to say his name, like an actual Taiwanese person taught us how to say it. Mm-hmm. And now, last week, we couldn't figure out how to say LaCroix. And we have a French viewer, listener, that sent us a video pronouncing it. So here we go, Sam.
You will pronounce it La Croix.
Oh, that's what I said!
Dude, doesn't that sound so fancy, though, coming from him?
La Croix! That was awesome.
You gotta put oomph into it.
Dude, our listeners are the best.
I know, dude. We're just like, we're dumb. How say this? And they're like, oh, here you go.
Honest
it's okay, baby.
To God, our listeners are the best.
Sam, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, John. It is Easter. We are recording at 11:45 p.m. on Easter Sunday. I love how we like tell everyone, we're like, yeah, we record on Friday, and then there's like a two-day gap. Dude, we've been getting down to the minute lately. Just because I feel like we're both busy on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, we do we have lives? I don't know if we're allowed to say
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, the issue is, I think this is what happened. We are just like, we're getting so comfy. You know, in this, that we're not stressed about it. And we know that we can, because before we're like, we got to record on like Thursday or Friday in case anything goes wrong. But now we know we got it, dog.
Yeah, that's it. No, that's a really good point because, yeah, we've done it for some time. I mean, we're getting sponsors now. This episode is sponsored by Manscaped. Shout out.
Thanks, Manscaped.
I feel like things are falling into place. Like our ad agency has been actually killing it for us. Unironically, they're way better than we had expectations for. And you guys have been killing it. Like, it's just fun. It's just, I literally, like, people don't believe me when I say this, but like, I think this is my favorite part of my job now.
What?
Yeah.
This podcast?
This podcast. Like, what? I look forward to it.
How did we manage that?
All week. I don't know why. I'm always like, oh, it's going to be like fun to talk to John for an hour. I don't know. It's just,
so it's
always
not
like
the podcast.
Cool.
It's me.
Well, let's not get our little Eeyore heads too blown
no, that's
up there.
It. Oh, yeah, dude. So we did that. That's a thing that we did this week. That was fun.
Guys, okay. I want to tell this story. So we started at midnight on April Fool's Day.
We did.
If you guys have ever questioned John's dedication to this audience, and I mean this straight up, this man is undefeated, okay? It's 3:30 a.m. Central time. We both live in Central. Mm-hmm. And I am crashing. Okay. I have fixed my sleep schedule lately. I've been doing like a 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. kind of deal. And it's been way better for people listening. They're like, you're an insane person. You know what? I'm working on it. Okay. I think 2 to 10 is really good for me. I'm really proud of myself because I was doing like a 3 to 11, 3:30 to 11. It was just not good. My mental health was, you know, getting bogged down by I didn't really enjoy it. And
you're feeling good though. You feel good right now.
Yeah. Yeah. That has definitely helped me a lot. I feel like I just have more of like a grip on life. So I'm getting tired. I'm like, it's bedtime, you know? And,
feeling sleepy.
I'm like, all right, John, I'm going to go to bed. He's like, okay, man, cool. So I go to sleep from 3:30 until 11. I didn't get my perfect 8 hours. I sacrificed it for you guys. Yes. I love you.
It's a dedication.
And I wake up and I text John at like 11:30 because we initially planned to release it like right about noon at the same time to fulfill the meme. And I was like, all right, John, like I'm about ready. And I was like, John, be asleep now. You probably just scheduled. That's all good. He instant replies like, hey, man, what's up? And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. Like he stayed up. Okay. That's, I mean, yeah, cool. And then I texted him. I'm like, yeah. So how's it going? He's like, oh yeah, I haven't slept yet. So I literally went fully to sleep for 7 hours. Uh-huh. Well, you finished the video. This is insane.
Well, dude, I'm a perfectionist, and you gave me so many takes to work with.
Too many. I'm sorry.
Your recording was like 50 minutes.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I had
so many takes to work with, and because of that, dude, I had like, I mean, Karina can attest. There was a couple times where I brought her in here to like watch the different takes, and I'd be like, which one's better? Because I think both of them are great, and I can't pick one. And so with Front Page Tech, when I'm recording it, if I do a second take, I say everything the exact same way.
Oh.
So like, but you had multiple jokes and like different takes, like flowed differently and said different things. And so I had like the intro dude. I had like the one I inevitably picked was like, this is Daddy's show. Karina picked that.
That
because originally I had like 4 different intros.
Dude.
And so like I had edited the show in chunks where I was like, okay, here are the intro takes. Here's the first story. Here's the second story. Here's the third story. So I did the first pass of the show first. And then I went back through to pick the best ones. And I couldn't pick it for the life of me.
John, you're a hero. I texted you this.
I want it to be good. And I want to pick the very best takes so the audience gets the best and we all have a lot of fun. But you gave the, like, there are so many takes where I was like, maybe like I'll put out like a blooper reel or something like that, because there were so many takes that were funny that I felt bad cutting out because I was like, fuck, this is funny too, but I can't pick one.
What was it like to watch my creative process? What did you think of that?
It felt very similar to mine. You texted me while we were doing that, that like there was a lot of stuff that you saw when I was recording, because the way this worked was you recorded Front Page Tech and I recorded for iUpdate, but we both edited for those channels. So like I edited Front Page Tech like I normally do.
Yep.
And you edited my footage. And so you kind of, you saw me do my multiple takes and fuck up a bunch. And you said that it was actually like really weird because we're so much alike that way. And it was weird seeing somebody else be the same way or have the same issues.
Yeah.
Like where we both do the same take over and over again. And we're like, fuck it. I don't know which one of those is good. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Yeah, no, I was the same. I did, like, honestly, though, I am sorry for giving you all that footage because.
What? No, dude, I had so many choices.
Struggled. Like that episode, if people would have like been in the room while that was filming, they would have been like, John Prosser's editing is unmatched because you turned like, I know I gave like good takes, but like, I was like, when I was done recording that, I was just like, damn, this is a little embarrassing. I don't really want to send it, but like,
yeah, you thought it was bad.
Dude, I just feel like I have a really, and this is like a fundamental thing. I don't know if I've talked about it a lot, but like something I've always gone through on YouTube is like the creative process. And like, I want to make my videos the best. That's like my goal. I want to make them the best. And I've changed that recently. Like I want to make them my best rather than the best, because I always pigeonhole myself. I would see a Front Page Tech video and be like, I got to do this now because John does it. Right. See a Greg's Gadgets video and be like, I got to do this because Greg
does
it.
Nobody sees a Greg's Gadgets video and it's like, I got to do that better.
Oh my God. What?
Dude, there's this like ongoing meme where like Greg and I pretend to hate each other.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I was like, Jesus
Karina
Christ.
It,
we're starting beef.
She was like doing her makeup one day. It was like, I think it was the first episode of Genius Bar when Greg on the Gadget Cast with him and Travis, Greg was like talking about how, you know, he was making fun of Genius Bar and telling saying that nobody should listen to it. So then we made fun of them on the first episode of Genius Bar, and Karina was listening to it while she's doing her makeup, and she literally called me into the bathroom. She's like, what was this? I thought you liked Greg. I was like, I do like Greg. It's a meme. It's like a joke that we do. And now you fell for it. You thought you were like, oh, that's so mean.
You just said that. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like Greg's like a pretty good guy. Like he's never done anything to me.
God damn it. Now
I was like, if you want
to
air your beef, that was like, that's your, like, you know, that's your, you know, story to tell. And I'm not going
to have to break the meme. Greg, I love Greg, everybody. Greg, if you're listening, I love you, but stop making videos. You're terrible.
I find myself though, like I'll watch these people and be like, damn, their video's good. Or usually it's attached to views. Like, even if somebody's great and they get no views, I'm like, eh, whatever. But it's like when they get 100,000 views and I talk about the same thing, I like, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is, but it's
how you package it.
It is, dude. It is.
Thumbnail, title. I mean, you know, you and I are keeping our eyes on a certain YouTube channel that we are just, we're losing our fucking minds over. We're not going to say what the channel is, but you know, it's about how you package it. It has nothing to do with how you say it or what you say in the video.
Yeah. Or how you get the traffic there. Anyway, you know, we'll be keeping an eye. We're working a little.
We're watching.
We're working on some stuff in the back. Just know we're always watching. All right. We're always watching. And it's hard for me to do my own thing distinctly when I see so many people doing other things. And I'm just like, man, like, why isn't my thing working? Like, why is my, like, recently, like watching me on FPT, I was just like, your show is so well packaged and it's so palatable that even people that don't want to watch a news show will like click on it and be like, this is something that I will sit through for 9 minutes because of the flow in the story. And
you saw the episode, did it sort of make sense to you? Like, my method of like sort of tying everything together, because there was a lot, dude, I felt so bad because there was a lot of funny jokes that got cut out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Dude, when I'm editing, I'm fucking ruthless. And I learned that from doing it to myself.
Yeah.
Cause like, there's so many things I want to include in there, but I'm like, I mean, do I really want to add another 30 seconds on or another another minute or two? Yeah. Like I'm always thinking about like the final result for the audience. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I get ruthless when I'm editing, just cut stuff out that I wish people could see.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about starting a second channel? I've been like playing around with that idea.
I've thought about it. Yeah. Like this is my second channel.
Yeah, for real. I guess if we, you know, ever do a video version of this, we should
do one of those.
Dude, my only thing is like, I just want it to be in person so bad. Not that we're not in person for every episode.
It just feels better in person. Yeah.
So John and I have done the math and we're like 4 hours away from each other. And
if we just bought an office halfway. Yeah,
halfway. It would be. We could just get the Amazon jet to fly us in.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Contact that driver. He'll go like 200 on the highway.
Dude, I sent you after that episode was up and stuff. I sent you like old pictures from when I was doing Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
And the video of me where, because when I got off the plane, there was my driver was waiting there with like my name on a sign. And I just walked up to him and said, "Are you looking for me?" He had no fucking idea. He just knows he's looking for John. He doesn't know I'm John.
Yeah. That picture, he was like, "Oh, okay." I can tell
I
he was like
anybody.
What? Yeah,
I could have been anybody. Be like, yeah, that's me.
It was really he just funny. You're like, that's me. Could you? That would be really interesting to share, or to let people see. But I understand if you want to keep that in the collection.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe I'll tweet it or something from the Genius Bar account.
It's interesting. Yeah, man. I don't know. Content's so interesting. But you know,
was it crazy being on FPT, like seeing you on FPT?
It was cool. I definitely was like kind of hyped and psyched out about it because I was like, well, 100,000 people are going to see me tomorrow. Like, like just
you,
knowing
that. You get 100,000 views yourself.
I know, but it's just like, I don't know. There's something about FPT. It's sort of like when people would be like, I made it on Ellen. You know, it's just
dude,
like,
come on.
God, this is just the John Prosser dick sucking
show.
Oh
my God, this is the worst.
Sorry,
this is the worst.
I'm just slurping it down.
What was
it
crazy
down
for
right
me?
Now, but no, it was awesome. It was like all joking aside, it was cool. It was really fun. Like,
glad we did it. It was all your idea, by the way, all Sam's idea. And you mentioned it like weeks ago.
Yeah, dude, I had the idea in like January or February. And I was like, I'm just going to throw this out. Like, maybe John will be interested. And sure enough, like, I was just like, I think people would love this. I, as a member of the audience, would love this because you're still getting the content you want.
The reactions were so good when we put out a video at the same time.
Yeah, it was so good. I remember I tweeted the green screen and then somebody was like, oh, John also just posted. What does this mean?
One person figured it out.
It's going to be harder to like start doing more stuff like this in the future because people are going to start like, they're going to be too good, you know?
Uh-huh. Even people like, you can tell like before they even watch the videos, they got notifications from both of us and they're like, wow, you guys put out a video at the same time. Oh, it's a similar title. Are you copying each other?
Yeah.
But not even clicking and realizing that it was all done on purpose.
Yeah.
What was crazy for me is because I think I had sent you like a couple clips from the show before it actually went public.
Mm-hmm.
And what was crazy to me was because I have notifications on for you. And the notification for the iUpdate video came out and it's my face in the thumbnail. That was the coolest thing, because your thumbnails to me are very distinct. Like, I can see your, I don't know if you know this about yourself, but I can see your thumbnails anywhere on YouTube and be like, that's Sam.
You've told me
Sam
that before. Made that.
Yeah.
It is very distinct. And actually a lot inspired by Tillis of Tech. Our thumbnails have gotten more different over time, but like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I love the blurred background. It's like, it's an aesthetic that I think is very clickable and very like pleasing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy my design language. And then, you know, putting the face in it is like a must.
And of course you used the worst picture of me that I think is on the internet now.
And on a green screen, if you guys go to @GeniusParcast.
Oh God. I can't believe that I dressed up as Eeyore on the internet. So I actually had two different ones. I had Winnie the Pooh and I had Eeyore, and I sent you a picture of both of them because I was like, you made me do this. I had to do this, dress up like this and make a crazy intro just to match you. Because the whole idea was like, you're going to act somewhat like me and I'm going to act like you. And so that put me in a position to dress up like Eeyore. And I couldn't decide Eeyore or Winnie the Pooh. But then I got the idea of, okay, well, there's always a rain cloud above Eeyore. It'd be funny if we went all the way and dumped water on me, like for the video. So I had to be Eeyore.
That's so good. I remember I
walked up to Karina and was like, because I don't know if she's going to say yes, I can dump water all over the fucking room. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to say yes, but I was like, hey, I'm going to dress up as Eeyore and I want it to rain on me. She's like, okay, so you're just going to like edit that in? Like, no. I want you to dump like a bowl of water on my head. And she was all for it. She's like, oh, okay. It's crazy. Like if this stuff I want to just, like if I was just like, hey, I'm going to get the room wet, she wouldn't let that happen. But if it's going to be on video,
that it's
if
worth
she
it.
Knows
yeah.
it's going to be on video, she's like, oh, okay, cool.
That's like anything. It's like you can go outside and you like scream at people, but if you have a camera, it like makes it okay and acceptable. Yeah.
Speaking of the Genius Bar Twitter, Sam.
Yeah.
You have ruined my life this week.
What did I do?
My entire life is ruined.
Oh my
Twitter.
God.
My YouTube comments. You put out a fucking poll last week because we were trying to figure out what color my hair was.
Yeah.
So you put out a poll uh-huh. on the Genius Bar account. It was like, what color is John's hair? Blonde, brown, or black? So now they won't leave. I'm followed around. Like everyone on Twitter, your hair's brown, by the way. All my tweets are just that. And my YouTube comments, they followed over to YouTube, like on your episode.
God.
A lot of the comments, because you were in it and you have blonde hair.
Yeah.
A lot of the comments were like, oh, so John does have blonde hair. And it's just like out of context, people listen to the podcast and then they're shitting all over me. Like half my comments are like, dude, your hair's brown, not blonde.
Oh my God.
That's been my life all week just because you put out a poll and said it on the podcast. And I don't care what anybody says. Okay. My hair is blonde.
Brown. Yep. We blonde. Have it here. Brown.
God, sorry. You're going to ruin my
guys,
next
you can't
week.
Hear it. He's bleeping himself. He's saying brown every time. I don't know if there's something wrong with your mic again. I know you got a new mic, so it might be that.
God, I don't understand how you can just say something on the podcast. It's just a throwaway thing and then ruin my life for a week.
I mean,
my Twitter is useless. My YouTube comments are useless.
Bye-bye 300 whatever thousand followers.
Dude, you just wrecked it just over a stupid fucking poll that now who knows. And now I'm talking about it again. So now this is definitely not going to leave me alone. This is going to follow me around forever.
It's brown. Guys, tweet us at Genius Barcast. He's got brown hair. And at @John_Prosser and @iUpdate. Oh, I'm so happy I got that ad. It feels so good.
How much are you allowed to say how much you paid for that?
Yeah.
Did you tell me how much you paid
for
that?
I think I told you. I'll say it on the pod. So
you used to have iUp_date.
Which is so much less satisfying. Especially because like iUpdate is one word. And I found the guy. It was @iUpdate. It was a dude who had like a jailbreak logo. So I was like, oh, he's been around for a minute. It was like Check Rain from like 2012, I think.
Nice.
And I DM'd him. Somehow he had open DMs on. So I was like, no way. So I reach out, 3 months go by, and then a couple months back, he's like, okay. And I'm like, oh, sick.
What was your proposal? What did you
like,
say in his DM?
Hey man, I make videos. I have iUpdate on everything else. It would be so great. I'm also trying to work on the person on Instagram. The person from Instagram lives in a different country and they just post like pictures of them with llamas. So I'm like, I'm going to be honest. I think I think I might deserve iUpdate a little bit more. I'm just saying, you know, maybe it's their name. Maybe it's Miss iUpdate or something, but like she looks great. It's just like, maybe you could give me at iUpdate. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
And the guy instantly, when I was like, hey, can I have your ad? He was like, $2,000. And I was like, oh,
so he just decided.
Yeah. I was like,
I wondered,
like,
if he Googled like, what should I sell my Twitter for?
I was like, dog, I can't pay that much. And then it was eating at me. And then one day I was just like tweeting something and I like mistyped it. And I was just like, nope, I need at iUpdate. So I reached back out. I was like, hey, I know, like, cause I also was like, hey, can I give you a shout out? Is there like someone I can donate like money to a nonprofit to or something to, like, you know, I wasn't super comfortable giving him the money because
Did you try to talk him down from $2,000?
So yeah, like, when I revisited it, I said, can we do $12.50? And he goes, yeah. So I paid
$12.50, right?
Of course, yeah. I paid just over $1,000 for at iUpdate. And it's, you know, some people call me insane. I'm going to be honest. I smile to this day when I see it as one word. So like, worth it to me. Very Hell happy yeah. with my purchase.
Our job, now. Dude. That's your brand.
Yes, exactly. It's just like, you know, with the domain name, you didn't buy frontpagetech.net. You know, nobody's going to go to .net. You bought .com. That's why I bought AppleTrack.com.
Back in the day, I did have frontpagetech.net.
Oh, and nice.
That site was like, that was like when Patreon was just beginning, like 2013, 2014. I and a couple of friends built our own like Patreon. And it was frontpagetech.net. People paid $5 a month. We called them sponsors. If you paid $5 a month, you were a sponsor and you got exclusive stuff on the website. But I think 12 people total signed up for that. Of course, I think there was like 20 people watching each episode of the show back then.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of work, and mad respect to the people at Patreon, because building your own platform like that is hard and expensive.
God. That sounds insane.
But of course, I got frontpagetech.net back then because it was cheaper. I think I got it for like a deal where it was like a dollar for a year.
Yeah. John and I are both convinced that the domain people hold on to these domains. And then when you buy the alternate one that's cheaper because you're poor, they will then put it up for sale for a few grand after.
Dude, that is what happened because frontpagetech.net I got for a dollar.
Yep.
And frontpagetech.com was like $9 at the time. But I was like, man, I don't know if I can swing $9.
Wait, really? It was that close?
So then, of course, I wait till now where frontpagetech is actually an established brand. And they're like, oh, no, that'll be $4,000 now.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, here's what's weird. I looked at appletrack.org and .com. And obviously, I always wanted the .com. But back in March when I started working this, April of 2020, it was taken, and it was like the only way to get it was from a third party. Like, you had to do the like GoDaddy domain service, which I believe is a scam if they broker for you.
Was it being squatted?
I think so. But then all of a sudden, you know, after appletrack.org passes a million views in less than a year, the .com is up for sale for a few grand.
How convenient.
And I'm like, they have to have AI or programs that are searching for alternative domains that are not taken up. Because they're, especially if it's a .com, because they know that they know that we want it. The .com, like,
yeah,
appletrack.com just feels so much better overnight.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't get it at first, but you said it was taken. So like, yeah. I mean, was anyone trying to sell it back then?
No, it was not. I take that back. It was on a page where it was like, this unit's for sale, but I think it was between $5,000 and $10,000 they wanted. So I was
close to what you paid. That's up there. That's pretty close.
It's a couple grand more than I paid, but I think it was like $7,500. But like, think
Jesus Christ.
This was a project that like AppleTrack did not. It was not successful. This was the idea. I was like, I don't know if anybody, just like, you know, front page tech. You're like $1 versus $9. Obviously, looking back, you would have paid $9 instantly.
Right.
But like, he would have saved a few grand too.
Yeah.
But like, at the same time, I was like, you know what? Instead of doing that thing, like I always just like spend too much money up front. And I was like, I don't know if anybody's going to care. And sure enough, AppleTrack is like an icon now, and it works and it pays off. And it's the one of the most successful things I've ever launched in my life.
Are people starting to recognize and remember .com now?
I think so. I mean,
like, can you tell how many people are still using .org?
Oh, I should look in my analytics and see. I mean, it was a pretty quick switch over as far as like the transfer process. And like, I have had no lost traffic at all. I think, in fact, traffic is the highest and most consistent it has ever been, I think, since I've started.
Wow. Apple Even Track. Right now, like in a low season?
Yeah, dude. Like, so my highest month ever, Apple Track hit 250,000 page views. Wow. In October, which like you guys on YouTube probably like, you guys get that in like 3 days. It's like YouTube is an algorithm and it's pushing this content. You have to remember the value from the website is that people are obviously using Google, but they're going to it constantly.
Right.
So like obviously October, that makes sense. And I would like, you know, it slowed down to like just over 100,000 kind of idling during December, January, and February. March, it went back up to 172,000 views.
Damn.
So it's like doing very well. You know, people are linking to it and, I mean, it's fun. Like, I don't know. I've been like, I like smile every time I hit publish because I know people are going to see the news.
Oh, that's the most wholesome thing.
And
I've
it's
ever
just
heard.
Been fun. I'm like, oh, like I know me. Anytime I would see news break from a 9 to 5 Macromers, I'm like, oh, what is it this time? And like for me to be like able to responsibly report on things and like provide context of like what it means and then also help people be like, is this reputable or not in one place is so fun. And
yeah,
I've never had this much fun. With
well,
Apple Track.
I told you this the other day. By the way, this is I love how this show is just like, you're really great, Sam. You're really great, yeah. John. That's what the show has turned into.
Can we get somebody with beef with us to come on?
That was one of the comments on, I think it was FPT or maybe it was on your video that it did on your channel. But somebody was like, I can't believe these guys hate each other. Now they're like best buds. It's so wholesome.
Yeah, it is.
By the way, that wasn't a meme. We actually did hate each other quite a bit.
Yeah,
we
didn't make that up. Like, dude, I still feel like tinges of it come back when I'm like, damn it, John got more views than me. John got more views.
By the way, your
views.
Episode is, I think your episode hit 100,000.
Yeah, it did. That was cool.
I think so. Oh, I wanted to say something.
Oh, yeah.
So the Wigs for Kids thing that we did?
Yeah.
Dude, interesting development.
Okay.
Wigs for Kids reached out to me.
Ooh.
So if you guys don't know, which I mean, hopefully by this point you do. I shaved off my eyebrows, got the March 23rd date wrong, which we should talk about an April event here after the break, after we do our sponsor thing.
Cool.
I got the date wrong, shaved off my eyebrows. And for that episode where I shaved them off, we took all the ad money from that episode, donated it to Wigs for Kids, and we had a link to Wigs for Kids for the audience to go ahead and donate anything that they wanted, $1 or $100, whatever they wanted. Wigs for Kids reached out to me, I want to say like 4 days ago. It was after we recorded the podcast, because I would have mentioned it in last week's show, but they reached out. Someone reached out on my Facebook, actually. Whoa. It was like in my message requests, and I never check those.
Yeah.
But for some reason I did, and they reached out, and they are coming to my house.
What?
Yeah. So they were really, really grateful for the audience and all their support, and they said there was, you know, a crazy amount of donations that came in that day, and they didn't know why at first. They just, I mean, I can understand that'd be very confusing.
Yeah.
But, like, they just started getting hundreds of donations, like, from hundreds of different people, and... They were just like, what is happening? And so they tracked it down. And when you do, when you donate, people leave notes. So I'm sure people were like leaving notes about,
John,
you know, front page deck of the Toilet Squad or whatever. And I had tagged them on Twitter and stuff. And so they reached out and said that they wanted to like do something special to like thank me, personally thank me. And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Like it's
all
the
good,
audience,
yeah.
They did it. And so, one of the representatives said she wants to come here. So they're in Ohio. And so we've worked it out to where she is going to come here. What? And we're going to meet, I think, Friday this week, and invited her to come to the house and like come in and chat and stuff. She said that she wanted to like deliver a little thing to just show their gratitude or whatever.
Oh.
And the discussion started because like I don't want anything from them, like that's not why I did it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything. The audience did it. And so I think she's going to come here and she's going to like personally be on the show to thank them.
Oh, shit. That would be
pretty
cool.
Yeah, in person.
That's kind of
really
lit,
cool.
Dude. I dig
it's
that.
It's awesome.
Dude, you're turning into like a news studio now. You're just like, no. It's like different, dude, like interviews crazy. And like nice pieces and like feelings. I love it.
Dude, it was nuts that she, that they like, cause I didn't want to bother them or anything, but they reached out to me and
yeah.
It's all thanks to the Toilet Squad. You guys really showed up that day and donated a bunch of money to them. And so they just want to show their appreciation and tell you thank you.
Dude, that is amazing. Shout
yeah, out. I, on the show, I was like, you know, I want to get the final numbers because I want you guys to know how much, you know, you donated and that it's appreciated and stuff. And I did not expect this development where they're like, oh, we'll just actually come there and meet
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait to hear how much it is.
That breaking is news so exciting. On Genius Bar.
Yeah, that is crazy. I mean, that's amazing, though. Like, that means so much to them. I can
imagine how confusing it would be, dude. Just like an influx of donations because some random dude on the internet shaved off his eyebrows.
Yeah. Oh, it was so cool. I'm so happy you did the charity angle. That was so neat. I want to do something like that for my own channel soon. And I know we've talked about mm-hmm. it in the background. We're kind of starting to think about things to do for Genius Bar here.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. It just adds another layer where it's like, oh, this is the reason. This is why I do this.
Yeah. Oh.
Other than the money, and speaking of money.
and speaking of shaving.
Oh, you brought it. You have it in here.
I've got it.
This episode is sponsored by Manscaped, everybody.
Hey, they have hooked us up with the tools and formulations from their Perfect Package 3.0 kit. And I'm telling you guys right now.
Dude, the packaging. First of all,
great.
The packaging was so good. Yeah,
no, it makes you feel kind of like a king. Like I will be honest, I had the moment when this thing showed up. I was like, This is why I'm an influencer. I knew it. Okay, we're good. I got another couple years of me now.
Dude, it's so good. So they sent, which is what you can buy too, and all the links are going to be down in the description. But we opened this box, and the Lawnmower 3.0 is in there. It looks great. It looks real. It looks
feels
fancy.
And it Dude, feels great. Their marketing is great.
It feels like it's going to be good on my balls, and feels like it's premium enough that I could beat someone to death with it. Like if an intruder came in, I could just beat them to death.
You either but shave your own balls or you cut their balls off.
I thought you were going to be like, you either shave your balls or shave somebody else's balls.
You can shave your own balls, but you can't shave all right. your friend's balls.
I think we just lost them. We lost them as a sponsor now.
All right. So listen, guys, you got to be careful down there below. We want to put that warning out that you can't just like shove this down there and, you got to proceed with caution, but it's nice. I mean, it's obviously very scary to cut your balls. I think we've all had...
cutting your balls, what are you doing with your life, man? You caveman.
I'm
you
using
beast.
Manscaped and Lawnmower 3.0.
So first of all, the LED light that's on it.
That's pretty funny.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. But I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. And this is not a sponsored bit. I mean, obviously they sponsored the show, but this is just a me thing. So in the box, they also give you some powder for your balls.
Mm.
But they also give you a spray called the Reviver. Dude.
Good.
I have like this totally new ritual now. So after I shower, so this is it's a little spray, a little spritz to freshen your boys up. You know what I mean? But I don't want to spray. I don't want to wait till I'm all dirty and gross to spray. I don't want to do it then. I want to do it when I'm fresh, when I'm clean, when I'm out of the shower. And it tells you to just spritz your balls and then let them air dry. Dude, my whole ritual. I get out of the shower, right? I dry myself off all the way naked. I'm feeling good, feeling frisky. Mm-hmm. Give myself a little spritz down there, you know? And I get out of the shower, out of the bathroom, and I lay on my bed with my legs spread. with my fan going on the ceiling. I just put my hands behind my head and just lay there like a king, dude, the air, like what, after I put the Reviver on my balls and the air is drying them, dude, it feels so good. I'm just like, and dude, and your balls, they get all soft and like supple and like, oh dude, it's so nice. It's the best. That's my new ritual after the shower. Dude, you laugh, but you gotta try it.
Gotta go to manscaped.com and use code genius right now. You're getting 20% off with free shipping when you use code genius. That's manscaped.com, NANSCAPED.com, and use the code genius there, and it's gonna be great, guys. You're gonna love it.
Dude, it is so good. Sam, I'm not joking. This isn't a bit. You gotta try it. After you're done out of the shower, after you used your Lawnmower 3.0,
dude,
you just give them a little spritz and lay back and just let the air take care of it. I expect.
Can you get
next
demonetized
week, I
on a podcast?
Nah.
Only if
not
we lose
way.
Our sponsors. No, for, dude, Manscaped, I had like seen all the stuff for years and I was always like, I don't know. And then I got it and I was like, okay, I get it. Like, it's good stuff. I like it. And honestly, like, it is important, you know, and I can't have it like the Black Forest down there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what? I'm serious though. If you're not trimming down there, like, you don't got to shave all the way.
Yeah.
But if you're not at least trimming, what are you doing with your life? Yeah. What is happening?
You got to be, have that shit palatable, you know?
And the Crop Reviver though, man, I'm telling you, the little spray keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, sticking, and also just makes you feel like a king after a shower.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That was the best endorsement I've ever heard for a product in my life.
I'm telling you, man, 20% off too with our code Genius. I mean, you cannot pass that up. Link down in the show notes. Feel like a king. Spread your balls, man.
Know what's going to make me feel like a king?
What's going to make you feel like a king?
When we have this damn April event, John.
So give it to me straight. How do you feel? Do you think it's going to happen?
Yes, only because I texted you for reassurance the other
day. No, don't leave me out of it. What does your heart tell you?
My heart a couple days ago was like, nah, it would have happened. But now that Uncle Pan has come into the picture, who I like Stan, by the way, I don't know. I have this like thing where
what's up with that, dude? I'm texting you. I'm telling you there's an April event. And then you're like, no, I don't think so. But Uncle Pan, who by the way, on your website is not yet tracked.
He is not there. He's not on the website.
He doesn't exist on the website.
Listen, I've got this thing where I look at leaks constantly, and you do too. And you know, probably the people that listen to the show do as well. But like, I've got a real good sniff test lately, and I'm batting pretty high. Like, I remember when Love to Dream.
Have you tried the Crop Reviver from Manscaped for your sniff test?
The ad is over, John. We don't get paid okay, for this sorry. Part. Damn it. You better wire that money fast.
Charge them extra.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. But like, I think there is going to be, because if we do get air tags cannot be announced in a press release. There is no way.
What if there's just no air tags? What if they just changed their mind? What if they changed their mind like last year?
I mean, they are saying accessories. We've had Max Weinbach and Uncle Pan say broadly accessories and not specifically air tags. And I heard from a couple of little birdies that some projects at Apple have gotten pushed back recently, but I could not find out what projects they were.
Interesting.
And this is from somebody who I've been working with recently, and they seem to be pretty credible. Like, you know how German put out that story about the HomePod having a humidity sensor in it?
Yeah.
Like, this guy, a week before that story came out, was like, in the future, Apple's looking at putting a humidity sensor in the HomePod and like a temperature sensor. And then that story broke that it was already there. So I was like, okay, this is clear. Like, this dude's not just making stuff up, because not one soul mentioned it. Like, and that'd be a weird thing to like fake a leak for, right? Like, they're putting a temperature sensor in the HomePod. Like, what? That's not going to fool it. So I was like, okay, this, you know. And I asked, I was like, hey, I know you got some people at Apple, and he's like, I can't, for their sake, I'm not comfortable saying what projects they are, but I've heard that some things have gotten pushed back. So I don't know what, but I was wondering if you heard about any delays, if you know of anything that changed up, but.
No, I mean, I haven't heard of anything that there's, I mean, there have been things that haven't been priority, but they haven't been a priority since iPhone 12 was like bottlenecked and they were trying to get that out the door.
Gotcha.
I haven't heard anything of recently where they were like, okay, recently they decided to push this back.
Gotcha.
But I mean, it wouldn't surprise me either. I usually don't hear when things get pushed back. I hear when things are coming.
Yes. Which that makes sense.
That's weird. So you mentioned that source in your video today, right?
I don't think I did, actually.
I think you did.
I did. I don't think
you said that you were you have a new source that you're looking forward to working with or sharing info from.
In my video today?
Yeah. Oh, were you referring to Uncle Pan?
I think so.
Is that the new source? Okay,
that's,
I get
my
it.
Boy.
Okay, so you were talking about Uncle Pan. Uncle Pan also mentioned the word conference.
Yes.
He said April conference.
And I mean, well, here's what had me worried, John. You said you had a date and
This fucking podcast, man, bites me in the ass.
I know. It did make it out in an episode.
Dude, but it only made it out to a few people that had it downloaded already, because we did censor that out of the show, but a lot of people already heard it anyway.
Yeah.
And then for the Twitter dude that day was so funny, because they're like, everyone was like, hey, you forgot to censor the date. And then people reply like, no, it's censored. It's not in there.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, he said this. I swear he said, people were probably so confused how it just disappeared.
I mean, if there's going to be an event, I'm saying it's the 13th. This is not based on a source, by the way.
Dude, my YouTube comments, I mean, you probably seen this too. I think people have tagged us on Twitter. People out of nowhere are just like confidently telling us dates. Like random ass Twitter accounts that were like, it's the 11th, thank me later. Or it's on the 23rd. Don't ask me how I know that. Just like, what do you even say? Like, obviously people are just like throwing out random dates.
Yeah.
And then if it's wrong, they can just delete their comment. But if it's right, they can come back in the comment section. I tried to tell you, man.
Incredible leaker.
I tried to tell you.
Shut up, guys. Yeah. It's so another like, you know, I'll try to help the fake leakers out there. I'll be honest. Maybe John, could you speak on this too? Do you think getting information about Apple is hard or easy? Pretty hard.
Real information?
Real information. Pretty hard, right?
Because getting random, terrible information is really easy because they're all over the place. But yeah, real information is very,
really
very difficult.
Hard. So I just love like the number one sniff test, this is for anybody watching, of any account that teases that they have a big info drop coming doesn't know shit. Somebody who actually has information is not going to ruin their credibility. If you want to fake people, the best way to do it is to put out a super realistic little tidbit that might happen. And then once that happens, don't say anything else. And then maybe you get lucky with that. Uh-huh. Then you do the second thing. If you want to really fake people, I mean, you can. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's like, why do you tease?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I'll find your
ass. The issue is, I've seen a couple leakers like go from incredibly fake stuff, like very obviously leaking and lying, and then getting a couple actual leaks, like small actual leaks.
Yeah.
And then wonder why no one believes them or listens to them or reports on them. It's because how are we supposed to believe anything you say?
Yeah.
Because you built your foundation on literally just lying.
Yeah, you openly faked for the past year. And then, you somehow get a picture of AirPods. And we're supposed to be like, congrats. You why do we have it's so backwards. Like, why not just actually try to do that from the beginning? Why fake everything?
Speaking of AirPods, what the hell is happening with AirPods?
Dude, I don't understand how these aren't coming. The only thing that I could think of is that this is the project that got pushed back. But why?
Interesting.
But why?
Because they were so, for us to get the leaks at the level that we did from multiple people, like real pictures, like,
and they all looked the same.
They had to be ready to go.
Every picture corroborated the other picture. It wasn't like, oh, this is different. Every single picture showed AirPods.
Yeah.
And everything leaked. And the only time we see images like that is when they are coming in under a month because they're in mass production. Apple doesn't have as close of a grip because they're getting shipped out places. And that just doesn't make sense to me that AirPods are not coming.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Well, so I from a source that it gave me a thread of information, and one of the tidbits was AirPods, and you know, I tweeted the AirPods were coming, but it was the same source that said the 23rd. The good source said his exact words were, don't expect AirPods. So, but now Uncle Pan.
Yes.
But that's the thing. Why am I over here like speculating? Uncle Pan has a 0% track record currently.
But,
so I don't know why I'm pulling my hair out.
You watched my video. And
of course I did.
He said about 4 days ago, that there were going to be AirPods, iPad Pro, and accessories. Mm-hmm. The dude then somehow got screenshots of those MagSafe UIs. And I don't know how he did it because that means he had his hands on the cases and was probably screenshotting. Uh-huh. That's a weird leak. And then a different source that day, a different part of, I learned from a pal of mine, I think it's
Weibo.
Weibo.
Yep.
On Weibo, they posted a picture of the cases and they were the exact same colors.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think he's fucking it around, because
I don't think, like, he's fucking it.
Like, again, why would you die on the hill of MagSafe?
No, I definitely don't think, like, that he's lying.
And the fact that he even said, he was like, don't ask me why this is accurate, but it is. And, like, somebody that would say that, and then they've been right about, like, those cases are coming. Apple does these every year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
I don't think he's lying or making it up. I just don't know if he's 100% correct.
Dude, I've got a good vibe about it, this guy. I don't know what it is. And maybe this is my emotions getting the best of me. Because he's Peter's uncle? That was a great joke. I saw people were like, nice one, man. there's something about Uncle Pan. It's giving me Love to Dream vibes. It's mysterious, but I think he's spot on. I think Apple has tightened the screws on the leak boat recently.
Yeah, it's definitely caused like a hard reset on my side.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've noticed things have slowed down a lot.
Well, it's not even the information hasn't necessarily slowed down. My output of information has slowed down, where I'm just being like, just taking a breather.
That's
and
smart.
It's one of those things where, like, I can still get the information and not say anything and still gauge what was correct and not. Because I know the information. I know what I was told. And so as stuff comes out, I can start to weigh sources better. But, like, for a while, I haven't accepted new sources. That's just been a thing for, like, oh, God, I want to say, like, 6 months I haven't accepted or talked to any new sources. Like, anyone in the DMs or anything. I should probably check those, but I don't. Speaking of, did you see there was a video that came out that claimed it was a really well produced video. Two guys wearing mics in like a documentary style video.
Okay.
Claiming that they are the ones that fed me the 23rd date and got my eyebrows shaved off.
Wait,
this video got thousands of views.
Wait, what? Where? Link me.
I'll try to find the link. There's a story to this. So I'll try to find the link. It's in German, I think.
What?
But so this whole video goes on about how they created a fake Twitter account and they showed themselves like photoshopping a picture and then they showed themselves DMing me on Twitter and they said I didn't respond on Twitter. And the whole premise of the video was like, John Prosser is the most popular Apple leaker. The media reports anything he says as gospel. But we wonder if, because there's no way, the media reports it, but there's no way to prove if John Prosser has real sources at Apple. And they were like, a lot of the times we wonder if John verifies that his sources are from Apple. So they make this fake Twitter account. They reach out to me and I don't respond on Twitter. So then they were like, okay. So then we thought we'd try his Signal account. So they make a fake Signal account and they send me a message on Signal. And then they show that hours later, I tweeted the number 23, that they were the ones that came up with the 23rd date. They fed it to me and it worked. And so this is big reveal at the end of the video where they fooled me, they tricked me, all this other shit. And then I comment on the video. It was so well produced. I commented on the video because I started getting like tweets and comments from people on YouTube and on Twitter being like, hey man, you got fooled. They tricked you as a prank and all this other stuff. And so I comment was like, hey, this is a really, really well produced video. It's a really fun video. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. I mean, in Front Page Tech as well, I showed screenshots between me and a source when they gave me the 23rd date. And my chat history with that source goes back almost a whole year. And so it's impossible that it was them. And I went through I was digging through everything. I went through my Signal account to try to find this message that they supposedly sent me. I couldn't find this Twitter message that they supposedly sent me. And so I replied to the video. I left a comment. And then they replied to me saying, oh, bro, man, we're glad you enjoyed the video. It was just for fun. It was April Fool's. It's an April Fool's video.
Oh, my.
I look at the date, and it is April 1st.
Oh,
this whole video was just a really well-produced lie.
Dude, you had me.
Dude, they had me.
Wow.
They had me. Dude. I typed this. It was getting thousands of views. So I was like, oh, shit, I got to make some sort of statement. I got to get in front of this because this is not what happened.
Yeah.
So I leave a comment on their video and they were like, hey, man, glad you saw the video. Glad you enjoyed it. April Fool's.
That's freaking awesome.
But like at no point in the video does it make it obvious that this is an April Fool's joke. It looks real.
That's really
It's really
funny.
Well produced.
That's really funny.
And it was all a lie. God damn it.
That is really good. And I can't believe we were so caught up in our own April Fools that.
Yeah, dude, I almost sent it to you. I saw it when you were sleeping. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta send this to Sam. This is crazy. Like, they're claiming that they played this prank on me, and it was a really well produced video. And then I realized that it wasn't real.
Wow.
But I almost did. I almost like sent it to you to wake up to be like, dude, I can't believe this. Look at this.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. I love waking up to text. I feel I'm always like, all right, I'm ready to go. Who am I talking to?
You say you love waking up to text?
Yeah, I feel like I'm.
You want me to send you like good morning texts?
If you could, if you could put a heart emoji, that would make me feel more, more less alone.
Here, I'll send you the video for you to watch later.
Okay. That's really
it's a really well produced video. Like even after you know, you're like, wait, did they trick him?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's fully in German. Wow.
Yeah. So you got to watch it with subtitles, but maybe I'll link it down in the show notes too. Go show them some love and actually don't encourage them.
Yeah, yeah, they did a, wow.
That was terrible.
How two German YouTuber pranked the biggest Apple leaker.
Dude, it's a crazy video. It's really well produced too. Oh my
God, you left such a long comment.
Dude, I told you, I fell for it. And like, and then they replied and I was just upset that I didn't look at the date.
Dude.
I like, because dude, I wrote the comment and I went over to Karina. I was like, is this an appropriate reply? Should I say this? And then Karina started questioning me. She's like, just tell me the truth. Did they do it? Is that where you got the information from? I'm like, Karina,
no.
I'm
not gonna lie to you. You're my fiance.
I know. She's like, is this where you got the date? Did they trick you? You can tell me if they tricked you. I'm like, no, this is not what happened.
Not at all. That's really funny.
And then they're like, hey, cool, you watched our video. Thanks for your reaction. Forgive us for this April Fool's joke. God damn it.
Wow.
I fell for it so hard, dude.
Incredible, man. I'm gonna be honest, that is incredible.
But how am I supposed to know, dude? I'm just reading subtitles. I can't tell by the tone of their voice, not speaking my language. I couldn't tell. God,
that's just amazing. What do you think? Is there gonna be an April event? Are you gonna get fooled again by other people?
So that's the thing, dude. It's from the good, and the last time I didn't listen to that source because I was like, that doesn't make any sense. I got fucked and I don't have eyebrows.
Wait, are you hearing something else from somebody different?
No. Oh, nobody's, okay. No, everyone's staying out of it after I shaved my eyebrows off. But no, this source said April. And the last time I went against his information, I had to shave off my eyebrows. So I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
It still doesn't make sense. It makes no sense why there would be an April event. Especially when the majority of the products could just be a press release and it would be easy to do that way. But man, I mean, I sent you a screenshot of the text. I specifically asked them, do you mean press releases or event? And they said event.
Yeah.
And now Uncle Payne is saying conference.
I mean, if you just look at the Tuesdays, like the remaining, okay, so it's the events.
But why does it have to be Tuesday?
I mean, that's just historically when they've done the past three events. That are digital.
That's correct, but I think that might be throwing us off. I mean, it might be a Tuesday, yes, but like their last April event was on a Thursday, or their November event was on Thursday.
It was?
Yeah, no, it was on November 10th.
Yeah. But that was.
Which was?
That was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday.
I was just like, I swear to God, I remember. Because that was the day the Xbox Series X came out, I remember. And I ran to Target to get it.
So, like, by on your feet, you ran?
No, I didn't get it. I got the PS5 that week. That's right.
Their last April event, which was like 10 years ago, was on a Thursday, I believe.
Dude, maybe that's where I'm getting it from. They have completely changed their media strategy since then.
I know, but also a Monday would make sense. They do WWDCs on a Monday.
I think it's going to be a Tuesday. They've done these digital events on a Tuesday because press don't really need to come. But something that was interesting to talk about, I mean, I don't know. Basically, I think we're either going to see invites this Tuesday. It's going to kill me to wait another week. Like, if they wouldn't do invites till the 13th. Oh.
Dude, I feel like they're just toying with all of us.
They are. They know how
it
bad
is exhausting. I feel like I have whiplash every week.
No, you're so right. I'm like, every day, I'm just like, I hope I see the announcement. Because I'm ready to be excited about something that's not abstract. I'm so tired of being like, we think we maybe. And then, you know, just the fact that everybody got screwed. And I mean.
And dude, it's such a hard contrast from last year because we had that shit locked down. Yep. All their events, those three events last year, we knew everything. I was tweeting exactly what to expect, exactly what not to expect. Like everything was locked down about those events. There was no surprises. And now they have like. It feels like I have whiplash.
I feel like they're shoring some stuff
You feel like they're what?
I feel like they're shoring some stuff up, like being more careful about it.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. And they're suing that they're suing Simon Lancaster and like putting in. Remember that article that came out a few weeks ago about how they're like they're cracking down on the factories now?
Yeah,
they were not happy about last year, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh, dude, it's rough though. It's so rough. Like, I mean, and then WWC got announced, and I haven't said anything about that because everyone was responding like, "Oh, I guess there's no April then. I guess you're wrong."
Wait. Yeah, I should have talked about WWDC on Front Page Tech on April Fools.
Oh yeah, you should have, because I'm not gonna.
Why?
Because there's no news there yet. It's just okay. It's gonna happen.
But it's the event, dude.
On the 7th,
dude. Your media strategy is so interesting, though. Because like me, I'm like, I'm going hard as fuck now that we know the date. And you're like, now that we know the date, I don't care. There's no thrill in it for me anymore. Like you're like, I'll live tweet the event, but if you think for a second that I'm gonna actually provide what I think about the products on the day of the event, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Well, dude, that's how it is. That's how it is, dude. The iPhone 12 came out and I haven't made another fucking iPhone 12 video
like,
after
what?
That.
What? I don't understand. I made so many iPhone 12 videos. I love the iPhone 12. I talk about it constantly.
I guess it's the leak stuff. Like I have put myself in a position where I fucked myself, really. Where like the thrill of the show and the reason to watch is because I'm telling you the next thing, like tomorrow's news. And then, so once the product comes out, it's like, okay, so what? Now what? Now it's boring.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting way to do it. You don't have to be like that. Nobody's making you. Like,
I know, but anytime I've tried to make iPhone 12 videos, nobody gives a single shit.
Obviously,
I think I've made two and nobody cares.
They don't care as much. Okay. Why don't you cover stuff on the day of the event? Why don't you make a FPT that day?
Because that's a lot of work and I don't have to do that because they'll watch it the next day if I take my time. They'll still watch. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but you know what it is for me? I was thinking about this the other day because we've been talking about this concept of like us having the privilege now to not post the second something drops to get views. And that was something I've never experienced that really until 2021. And all of a sudden this year, I feel like I can cover a story that you covered like days later and it still gets views.
I feel the same way, dude, because you've been historically, you're faster than me.
Yeah, I'm speed boy.
And because I try to stay strict to my schedule of like, you know, every other day you won't get a video from me on a Monday and then another on a Tuesday or anything like that. Like if there's big news that comes out, you know, a day where I don't normally make a Front Page Tech, I'm not going to make it. I'll wait till tomorrow. And so there's a lot of times where you'll cover a story and in my head, I'm like in my own head and I'm like, nobody will care. Sam already talked about it, but I do it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I get it. This is proof to the audience that I'm more in it than you are because
I can confirm you are.
I'm so excited that I can't talk about it. I can't, John, okay. I cannot not talk about it that day. I cannot wait. 24 hours to give the audience my opinion. I have to get it out there because I know what I would want and I want that shit right away. And
yeah, well, that's I'm glad everyone knows where to go because they can't go to
YouTube.com. It's great because we kind of have like a subtle non-compete clause with each other.
Yeah, people don't know this, but we have an agreement in place.
Yes.
I'm okay. I am excited about WWDC.
Me too.
I'm excited about iOS 15.
It's like my favorite event every year.
I am excited. It's just like...
Not excited enough to make a video.
Unless I have info about it early, then what am I going to fucking do? My video will be like, it's on the 7th. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. That'll be it. Just give people a little overview. Here's what's weird. We have gotten zero iOS 15 information. Zero.
Zero.
Gurman, yeah. Zero. Gurman's always on that shit months early. He's always got something like for iOS 14, he was like, there's going to be like, oh, there was something he previewed. I think it was like more apps running on like Mac and stuff, but like he's got nothing. Like I just don't understand. I want iOS 15.
I feel like because that's the easiest thing for them to lock down.
Oh, 100%.
That's not mass produced by a bunch of strangers in different countries all over the place. They, especially after last year, they're probably like, nope, fuck this. Four people work on this and don't say a goddamn thing.
And we're going to know if you say something. I mean, we know that Apple has done planned leaks before, though, like where they will intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
Like last year, I don't know if we talked about this on the pod before, but last year with the iPhone at the September event, as soon as Apple announced the September event, Mark Gurman, somebody from The Verge, and somebody from TechCrunch all were like, don't expect the iPhone at the exact same time.
No. Huh? Well, yeah, that happened. But at first, Gurman said that it's the iPhone event. Yeah. And then he was like, actually, don't expect iPhones.
You're right.
That's one of the very few things where, like, I, from the beginning, was saying October, November. And then when Gurman said iPhone event, I was like, oh, no. Like, my butthole puckered. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, it's going to happen. And then he was like, oh, no iPhones.
Yeah.
I wonder if Apple was, like, sort of trying to correct expectations there. Like, panic. Like, No. Nobody said iPhones.
No, absolutely. Because I'm sure they started seeing headlines and they're like, wait, people are going to, like, they're going to not wait for the iPhone, or they're going to buy something else probably if we don't say that this is not. But it's one of the only times Apple will tell you what's not. And of course, you know, they didn't do it, but like, it was very obvious that Apple PR sent them an email and said, hey guys, if you wanted to say, you know, we wouldn't expect to cover the iPhone on the day of the event. You know, that's right. What they do to make it.
And Tim Cook in the beginning of that event was like, today we're talking about iPad right and Apple away. Watch. And that was it.
Yep. They were very clear. They were oddly anal about the fact that there would not be iPhone.
It makes me so sad that they don't like, because this is something I learned from your episode of From Pitch Tech, that they don't like the events, the pre-recorded events.
Yeah.
That's depressing because they are amazing.
I was going to transition to that next because Gurman had a really great report, and I love his background and like his true journalism that he does about this stuff, because he was like, yeah, Apple basically wants to go back to in-person events the second they can because Apple is not getting the same media coverage that they would without the pandemic. They don't have those people on site to touch the products.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But you don't think they're getting the same amount of coverage?
I don't think they're getting as much, no.
Huh.
I mean, think about
it. Maybe because the media just assumes that, oh, Apple already told them.
They don't have 1,000 people in that white room touching the iPhone altogether. You know, there's a hype and excitement about that event. I mean, it's still, Apple, if there's somebody at the PR team listening, listen, I'm your guy. Just hit me up. One day, one day you're going to need a favor. You're going to have to come to me and you just remember when I scratched your back. Remember when I worked for 8 years. Remember when I made videos every month for you. Come to God. Come to Daddy. For you, Vito. For you.
I think those dreams are dead.
No.
I don't think you're going to get invited.
I don't know if it would happen this year, but
I think you've ruined your chances. I think the best you could do is shave your head, put on a fake mustache, go into witness protection, and then they'll invite you. Maybe. I at least want to see, like, just give me one pre-recorded event every year. Just one.
Yeah.
Just something small.
Yeah. And by the way, the dream's not dead. I'm going to go. I'm manifesting. I'm done. I'm serious. I've known this since I was a child. It's going to happen.
If you go, this is a personal promise.
Okay.
If Apple invites you, I will also pay for your travel.
Okay.
That is how confident I am that they won't ask you.
All right. First class, private jet.
If they invite you, I will pay for your travel.
Will you pay for me to fly on a private jet?
I will pay for first class.
Okay, I'll take that. So you're not confident enough to say you're going to rent out a plane for it. It would be like $100,000, I think. Like, just empty your bank account. Oh my God.
I will fly you first class if you get invited.
Okay.
And you have to take me.
Cannot guarantee that.
Dude, could you imagine if you just showed up with me? Oh.
Dude. Wait, John, could you imagine if it was like, because people would like look at you and be like, wait, that's John Prosser. Like, he's not supposed to be here.
I'll just shave off more parts of my body.
What's something that somebody at Apple will hear that they're like, we'll invite Sam because we want John to do this thing?
Wait, what?
Like, what's something like even higher stakes than travel that somebody at Apple would like sadistically want to have happen to you so they'll invite me to the event?
Oh, that would be rough. Probably a termination of my YouTube channel.
Oh, dude, I thought about that.
But they don't care,
dude. What if Apple came to me?
It's all press, baby.
And they were like, Sam, you can come to the Apple event if you turn in John and tell us who his sources are.
What does that
are.
Even mean, turn me
if,
in?
If, like, if I put if me I in burned jail? All your sources in like a Game of Thrones oh. Red Wedding.
Would you, is it worth it? Would you do that?
Dude, would you of Red course Wedding me? I would not fucking betray you ever. But like,
not even for Tim Cook, dude. Be honest.
I will be
if
honest.
Tim Cook was like, I'll be your personal best friend.
Okay, I don't want to be John. Tim's best friend. I just want media access to the company. I will be honest. It would be a hard thing to turn down, but it's like, oh, I'm not going to burn my, like, you know, yeah, all the access staff in the world isn't worth burning my friend and having tons of people lose their jobs. Like I would never do that. You know, it's not about me at the end. It's about the community and what's best for everybody.
Okay. What if they were like, okay, nobody's losing their jobs. Nobody's burning sources. But what if they were like, you can't do the podcast anymore? Think about that Manscaped money.
I mean, it's good, but it's not like how many views you get on it. Listen, if they said I could quit the podcast, go to Apple events, I would.
What?
That's how, even though it is my, John, even though it's my favorite, John, even though it's my favorite thing that
Sam-ity.
I do, and I mean that with my heart, and it's not because of you. It doesn't mean we couldn't be friends. You didn't say I'd have to burn you or lose the friendship, so we could still be friends just without the podcast.
That would upset me. What am I supposed to do?
I know, John.
Do the show by myself?
This is a dream that I have had since I have been a boy.
You would give up the podcast?
I would, just because we're only on 9 episodes, okay? Listen.
This is crazy.
It's not because I don't care. Like,
this
like,
is betrayal.
I people in my life know I like talk about the podcast. I'm always like, I love doing the podcast.
That's it.
So
I'm
fun.
Gonna that's what the title is. Sam quits the podcast.
But yes, if can't Apple PR this. Sent me an email and said, we guarantee you access in person to events in perpetuity.
But like every event?
Every event.
But what if they were just like the next 3?
Oh no, if it was short term, I wouldn't quit the podcast. No. If they were like, we guarantee you in writing access to our products early and we're going to send you it. John, do you know how many views those things get? Do you know?
A lot.
You know, it's not about the views, John. It's about me being able to say, I'm an Apple fan and this is like a company I have a passion about and I have the iPhone 13 2 weeks before anybody else. That's what it is. This is the full circle. I have.
And now you have no podcast.
And now I have nowhere
I
to talk about it on.
2 weeks early. God damn it. This is the ultimate betrayal.
It wouldn't be like, oh, bye, John. But like.
It would be.
It wouldn't be that quick though, dude. Like, I love you and I love this podcast and I love the community and I love what I do.
Yeah. But, you heard that, audience. I love this podcast. Is what he says after he said he would ditch you, leave you for an iPhone 2 weeks early.
If Apple 100% accurately started leaking to you, would you quit the podcast? If it was, exactly. That's like the equivalent. If they were like, without question, this info is right. We will never switch it up. And we're going to give you, let's say it's at the same rate you're leaking stuff now.
But I'm never wrong.
But you're never wrong.
No eyebrows are going away.
No eyebrows.
That's a pretty good offer. Yep.
That's a really good offer. Okay, this is it. I get my rush from touching the products and going hands-on and talking about them as it's a cultural event. You get your joy from leaking them and sharing exclusive things early. And I think
that's the
comparison for both of us. I think that would be our breaking point.
Okay, but Sam, here's the difference. If I'm leaking the products and I'm never wrong, I'm just one guy. All the attention is on me. Yeah. That is awesome for my career. That's awesome for my life. If you're just one of the people in the press pool, that's not the same.
It's not, but in my heart it is.
Okay, so in the heart, like, in your heart, it's just Tim and you chilling in a room. You're the only person he sees.
It's being able to bring my audience my raw reaction next to Marquez, next to Jonathan Morrison, next to The Verge. Like all these people that I've looked up to and watched and being like, it's validation. It's saying, I've made it, and someone has said that I'm good enough to be in the same room with those people who are 10 times more successful than me, 100 times more successful than me, 1,000 times more successful than me. And being able to learn.
What if I just like rent out an Airbnb and put you all in the Airbnb so you can be like, oh, I'm with the same people. Then will you put our podcast?
It's about I want to be in the audience, dude. I want to be in the audience. I want to, because like, I want to, like, you know, I like Apple events. I want to cheer. I want to jump up. I want to be there, dude. I want to say, yeah, I was in Cupertino for the event. No big deal. Like, dreams.
And be one of those people that, like, tweets out screenshots from everyone on stage, like, 5 seconds before it shows on the live feed. That's my favorite. When Marquez, like, tweets something that is, like, 10 seconds away from the live feed, I'm like, what was that? I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, I always, like, I hope that, like, somebody I went to college with or, like, somebody I know just one day gets a job on Apple's PR team. And they're just like, you know, Apple's like, hey, we're looking to expand our media coverage. And it's just like, I've got the dude. Like, I've got the guy. But I can dream.
Well, I hope they've heard this episode and heard the lengths you're willing to go for just an iPhone early.
Yeah, dude.
And some events.
You have to send them back, though. A lot of people think that you get to keep them. You don't actually get to keep them.
Oh, no, you don't.
I wonder how long it is, though. Do you know, have you ever seen, like, how long they get to keep them?
Yeah, it's typically a few months.
Wow, that's a long time, though.
Yeah. It's like 6 months. Some people I know have had their stuff for a year.
What?
Sometimes Apple just, like, forgets to ask for it back.
Dude.
A lot of the times it's just like, they'll send out the products for the press, and then they'll send out an email like, okay, guys, it's time to send it all back.
Just having that.
And sometimes they just don't do that.
Having that comms with Apple would be so sick, dude.
Dude.
So we're going to see this April event hopefully soon. We're just going to keep milking it until then.
Every episode is like, okay, April event for real. You can tell, okay, like,
people are, I thought people were exhausted hearing about it. And then my video today just popped off. And I was like, no, people want it. They just want new info, which is what we got from Uncle Pan, baby.
Dude, yeah, when I think people are sick of it and stuff, I put out a video about something else, and everyone's reply is, yeah, but when's the event? Yeah. When's the April event?
Because that's the seminal event for all of us. That's what we care about. That's the thing that
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Like, we know the date for WWDC, and no one gives a shit about that anymore because they already know the date. It's not exciting anymore until that day is here.
Yeah.
Now, since we already know that, everyone's like, but what about the thing I don't know? What about the April event?
I mean, dude, like, I was surprised to see the event drop on Tuesday, like, for WWDC.
Yeah,
they also did it way earlier than normal. They did it at like 9 or 8 a.m.
You had just put out an article for Apple Track saying, you know, splitting from usual tradition,
yeah, the day
Apple
before.
Hasn't announced WWDC
literally
yet.
The day before, and then that night.
And then they were like, all right, bitch, you want an invite?
I'm not going to say anything, but the night before the press release came out for WWDC, I did tweet an Apple logo.
You did? Did you know? Did you know something?
I'm not saying anything.
Sam, did you know something?
I'm not saying anything.
Or did you think it was going to be an April event invite?
I'm not, John, I'm not saying anything. Okay. All I know is that I tweeted an Apple logo on March 30th.
That's all you need to know. That's all anyone needs to know.
And something Apple related happened the next day.
That is true. Just every day, I'm just going to start tweeting Apple logos because they've been putting out press releases every
day.
Dude,
what is up with the newsroom? They don't give a shit anymore. Fucking with us. I swear to God, they are.
Okay,
they have to be.
That leads me to believe that there's definitely an event because the more press releases that they just keep putting out every day, the less they matter.
Yes. And here's the thing that also why I believe in its event. Okay, two articles in the past week that could have been the event. First of all, Apple Arcade with a new iPad Pro. Come on. They could have marketed that shit so easy. A new Apple TV that has apparently been ready for years. They expanded it to like 180 games, whatever. I'm not like super.
Well, did you see what Steve Mosier said on Twitter?
About what?
He tagged me and was like, so before the actual Apple Arcade newsroom post came out, it's like the day before, or like 2 days before, he had tweeted and tagged me that they discovered an Apple Arcade hash flag on Twitter servers, and it's titled Apple Arcade March. Did you know that?
I did see that. I remember this now.
Apple Arcade March. Very interesting. I don't know. It feels like some things got pushed back.
That's what I think. I also think
if it said like Apple Arcade March 23rd, I would have been vindicated, I would have been like, eyebrows back on.
Dude, so they did April 2nd, March 31st, March 31st, March 29th, March 29th, March 25th, March 25th, March 23rd. It keeps going, by the way. I'm just reading off they have never done this much in their life on the newsroom. Ever. And guess what? On March 31st, like
you're saving the big stuff for an event.
They tweeted. Imagine if Apple actually had more than zero tweets. Would be crazy. Yeah. The only time they tweet is about Bitcoin. Ridiculous.
Well, they deleted a bunch of videos on YouTube. Yeah,
that was something I shared today. The iPad Pro bird ad is the most notable thing gone. I believe there's a couple other things as well, but
it's such a good ad.
It is a really good ad. And that's gone. So, I mean, that's confirmation that there's a new iPad Pro coming. Why would you delete the ad if you're going to start running a new ad? Here's the thing. On March 31st, they said artists reimagined the baseball card with iPad Pro and Apple Pencil. If Apple is coming out with a new iPad Pro, why would they post about the old iPad Pro now? If it wasn't just going to be a press release.
Wait, did the article say the new iPad and Apple Pencil?
It just says artists reimagine the baseball card with iPad Pro and Apple Pencil.
Okay.
So it's just like, you know, it's just like a, you know, Apple jerk off piece with like, we make great products. We redesign baseball cards. Really, really cool. Yay. Like, whatever. But why not save that piece for the week after the iPad Pro comes out and say, artists reimagine the baseball card with new iPad Pro and new Apple Pencil.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see third generation iPad Pro everywhere.
Like in supply stuff, you're saying? Or like online?
No, like, yeah. So to clear this up, there is no third generation iPad Pro yet, right? That would be this one coming.
Well, I mean, okay, there technically is.
What?
Because the iPad Pro came out in 2017.
Okay.
So technically the third gen was the 2021.
Oh, okay. Wait. Was that Uncle Pan leak wrong?
No. I think he's referring to third generation of the new design, like the 2018 design. Because we had 2018, 2020.
But it's not what he's referring to. It's on the back of a sticker, supposedly an Apple sticker.
But I don't think that is. Am I a dumbass? I think I just discovered live that I'm a dumbass. Because it definitely says iPad Pro 12.9 third generation. What?
It says iPad Pro 11 inch, first, second, third generation.
Oh, 11 inch, there's only been two of.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I was like, wait, no one called me on that? Dude, I literally was panicking. I was like, I told everyone that this was a big deal. You told everyone that was a big deal on my show. Like, I coast. Yeah, okay, that's it. Gosh. So that's why the sticker makes sense, because there's never been a third gen 11 inch. Because we had 2018 and 2020 11 inch. So there we go. Checkmate.
I see. Why? And I'm looking at that sticker now. Why is the word iPad like blurred out or censored?
There's actually two images of that exact same sticker that I've seen floating around. One is more blurred than the other, which is really interesting.
Why are they blurred? It's obvious what it says.
No, I've been trying to figure that out as well. Yeah, I'm looking at two pictures right now. One, yeah. I don't know. I'll text you these two pictures just for fun.
Yo, what is this? Why does Apple Track not look the same on my iPad?
What do you mean? It look different?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tablet layout. Yeah, it's maybe? Not super. It's least optimized for the tablet.
Looks good on the tablet. Really? Okay. I like it. Sweet. Dude, I told you before we go, I texted you this privately, but I use Apple Track a lot.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like, it's just a really fucking good resource just in general, not just because you're my friend.
Thank you.
Fuck you as a person because you would leave the podcast, but Apple Track is great.
You also confirmed you'd leave and why.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, speaking of, I see this new images show iPhone 13 Pro dummy unit with smaller notch.
Oh, yeah. That was news today.
From Macatakara.
Macatakara.
But didn't they just put out one that had no notch like a few months ago?
Yeah, but they're wrong.
Which one?
This is the real one.
Okay, so you know what's crazy about this? I laugh at Macatakara like every year, but here's the thing. They were right about the iPhone 12 in January.
Oh, really?
They put out the same dummies like this in January last, or I think it was December, actually. December 2019, they put out same thing that leaked today, dummy units for iPhone 12, and it had the same notch. And because it had the same size notch, everyone was like, that ain't it. And because everyone thought there was a smart connector on the side, what we now know is like the 5G connection window antenna thing. Everyone was like, oh, that's the smart connector. That's not real. Not real. And they were right.
Yeah.
But they put the leaks out so early that you forget that they were right.
Yeah. I mean, they do have some good sources. I mean, just because they are really connected to the supply chain. And, you know, Apple engineers be flying over to Asia to work on it.
And these dummy units look like they were printed like with chewed up bubble gum, and then
they're not great.
Chiseled down with a butter knife.
They're not great.
They look pretty terrible.
They definitely did not use Manscaped too.
They did not. But it does have like the speaker up in the bezel. Was that the lawnmower again? And the smaller notch. The same like design that I leaked last year for the smaller notch. That's so crazy, dude, to see like to have a sketch from a source and then see like it's starting to play out in hardware.
Yeah, that's cool.
Is wild. But what do you think? Do you think we're going to get this narrow notch and not the shorter one, not as tall?
I don't know. I'm a little split just because I feel like we've literally heard it 50-50 so far. I hope we get this one, though.
And we've been hearing smaller notch since like 2004.
Yeah. We're getting a smaller notch this year. There's no question.
And 120 hertz.
Absolutely.
And if there's not, I give up. Oh, dude. But okay, we got to go. For real. We've just been like chilling and letting these shows go for like an hour and a half every week.
It's an hour 20.
Yeah, but dude, Love to Drink.
Okay,
we got to
talk about this goon. Love, if you're listening, you're in the doghouse.
Which he is, dude. I feel like he listens to the show and then trolls us every week.
Dude, I'm a little upset. He's laughing. He's got cry face emojis everywhere right now. Because he made me drop my OnlyFans link. By the way, guys, it's onlyfans.com/iUpdates. It's up. We post fun, just like literally, I'm saying this unironically, like family friendly.
Whoa. You said we post fun. Don't say we. I'm not. No. This has nothing to do with me. You post. Not we.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe one day we can collab.
No.
The crossover.
No OnlyFans collab.
The crossover of a lifetime.
We'll just put our penis together.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. It's a family show, John. Jesus.
Our well-groomed penis, by the way.
Oh, my God. Manscaped would lose their minds.
Okay. All
right. But anyway, this dude, I'm not done with You Love to Dream. He is a madman. He knows exactly what's happening. And he refuses to give you a straight answer about
dude,
anything.
He's just playing with us. It's
and
killing me.
And he gets pleasure out of it. And I know that he gets pleasure out of it because he loves this shit. And he loves that we've even got a segment on him because
I know it's like a weekly, like, look at this fucking dude every week. He tweeted about IMAX. Yep. The screen, did I say, I'm pretty sure on Genius Bar in one of the episodes, I said the screen size will be closer to like 30 inches, 32-ish. Yeah. And so Love to Dream tweeted that the screen will be larger, I guess. But then he tried to like backtrack and said, actually, I mean, it'll be larger than the iPhone 12.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? What are you doing?
I think. So he knows that media websites cover him. He's very aware of that. He reads 9to5, MacRibris, and Apple Track, you know, the big three. And he then tweets, oh, it's bigger than an iPhone. I think he does that to mess with the people writing the stories. 10:07 was the initial tweet. 10:32, after both the stories went live, is when he tweeted the other thing.
Yeah. He also tweeted a rainbow emoji with the iMac emoji.
So he then followed up on the same day after he got that coverage a few hours later. He puts rainbow emoji, tag emoji, and desktop computer emoji. John, to me, this says iMac in colors and iMac and AirTags are coming at the same time. And this suggests to me that we're getting both of these in April.
It does suggest that, yes. But the way he like leaks it, but doesn't give you the answer, please, and then you just pull your hair out like speculating.
And I know the more we cry about it, the more he's going to do it.
I know. That's like the second or third time that he's hinted at colors for iMac.
Yeah, no, they're 100% colors. Like, that's from the good source. That source hasn't been wrong. I haven't doubted that for a second, that there's not going to be colors. Yeah, he tweets the rainbow. And then he tweets another rainbow thing as well. It's just two watch bands, like the different types.
Oh, my God. That would be the truest way for Apple to cuck me if they were, like, talking about delaying some stuff. Like, if... the iMac launches in like black, space gray, and rose gold.
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
And the colors got pushed back, or they didn't include them. I would just, oh dude, I'd just jump off a rafter.
No, you can't. Don't call me.
Still here for.
Dude. I mean, I just think this dude's trolling, but he's also 89% accurate. And some of that 89%, like the reason he's not higher, is he's intentionally said things wrong before.
Yeah, because he does this stuff.
Like, he has told me, I put this out before because I want to confuse people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dog.
And then the end of last year when he was like fishing people.
Yep.
What was the really crazy one that he like... that worked. What was that?
I can't remember.
He said something was coming.
There's so much. And then the retirement and the fact that he's still.
Oh, yeah. He said no Apple Watch or something. Even though there was definitely an Apple Watch coming. He was like, no Apple Watch this month. Everyone believed him.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, what an asshole. Love to dream.
Can you come on the show?
You magnificent bastard.
Wait, this is an open invite. Come on the show.
What do you think he would? No one's heard his voice before. Do you think we could get Love to Dream on the show?
I'm going to message him. I'll pay you to come on.
I will throw money in there too.
Okay. We'll pay you as a guest. We'll pay you as a guest to come on the show.
We will pay you for your first appearance on media.
Yeah. On our media, on Genius Bar. So don't you go on 9 to 5.
To go to like 9 to 5.
This
Mac.
Guy be going on 9 to 5 Max podcast and be like, "See, you guys owe me money."
9 to 5 Google.
Yeah, 9 to 5. Yeah, Love to Dream for real. If you want some new Apple products, I'll throw down some cash. I'm being unironic.
And you heard what he paid for his Twitter handle. So.
Yep. So we got the money.
We will fly you on a private jet.
That'd be so sick.
To America.
Could you imagine how much a private over ocean flight would cost? Oh my God.
No, don't want to think about it.
Jesus. Yeah. So that's an open invite. I'll tweet this at you just so you have it. Love to dream. And we love you. You for real. All joking aside, we love you. You're fun. And we'd love to have you on.
And we love
you. And it's audio only. So you wouldn't even have to show your face if you're uncomfortable about that.
It's fine.
We won't. We can do it just audio only. We won't even have to see you.
Oh my God. Since no one knows what he looks like or sounds like, he could just like hire one of his friends to pretend to be him.
Why are you giving him this idea? Why are you putting this idea in his head?
Because I'm not doing that though. I have to stay one step ahead of him and think of how will his brain work? What idea will he come up with? And it'll be to completely troll us.
Love you.
Dream. He'll like pay Max Weinbach to come
Ooh,
on.
Max
here.
Should come and on like, too. That'd be fun. I want to have guests. I'm ready for
No money for Max.
No,
we're not paying Max.
You can go frick right off.
That's for free.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to get Sonny Dixon on. I think he's pretty busy. And, you know, we've extended some open invites as well to others.
It's just us here in this lonely world.
Look at this photograph.
What if nobody's listening to the show and it's literally just us every week talking to nobody?
I mean, whoever set up these bots are goodies. These bots tweet. These bots follow you to YouTube videos.
Yeah. Right. It's Love to Dream, just like in a click farm.
My God. But yes, iMac.
All right, that's it.
Please come. There's just so much evidence. I didn't do my proper weekly iMac update, but yeah, I mean... Listen, we hear it's going to colors, larger display. I'm just looking back. No, I haven't missed anything. Just the iMac. It's so close. I can feel it. I can taste the iMac. I can taste her.
Well, listen, man. I'm ready. My bank account's ready.
Oh.
I'm going to pull the trigger. I'm going to buy one. They just got
to
put it out.
I'm going to sell all my crypto in stock to get the max. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I'm ready as well. I've been, you know, not spending as much. I'm like, I'm ready. I am going to drop an ungodly amount of money on this iMac, dude.
But that's the thing, dude.
I can't wait.
they should just be like, they should just release it because they know I've openly said that I'm going to buy it. And then they can just like, they know I'm going to buy it, wait for my name to come in like into the invoices and just give me like a rigged iMac that tracks me all the time.
For real.
This ruins my
career. Empty your bank account.
Just a Trojan horse. Like,
front page. Do you think Apple was the one that hacked you? Have you, that's come across your mind though.
That'd be a much better story. I wish.
You don't know who did it though.
No, I think it was a bunch of dudes from Bangladesh. I don't know.
I mean, has there been any evidence of where the traffic came from?
No. So YouTube supposedly did like an investigation and they were unable to find who did it.
What? So they're untrackable. Yeah. Dude. That's kind of scary. I'm not going to lie.
Don't do it again, please.
Yeah. I mean,
or do it to Sam.
No, guys, please. Actually,
dude, yeah, I had two-factor authentication on everything. They didn't care.
I've got two-factor with the code set up. So I've got, you know, I'm not going to dive into the security measures that I have, but like know that John and I, if you guys want to mess with us, we website and elsewhere, we've got it on lock now. We feel pretty good about it.
Oh, dude, speaking of security, before we go, I'm getting a new security system this week. And you know, I already got one. So you're probably asking, what happened? So what happened was Karina heard some noises outside. It was literally nothing, but it was like, it's enough to where you start wondering like, oh, but what if? Like, what if there was somebody outside? Yeah. And so to make her feel safer, we got cameras. Mm-hmm. So there's cameras everywhere. There's camera, you know, at our front door, at the back door, at the side door. And they're just like self-monitoring, just cameras out there. And at first we're like, okay, we like this a lot because we can see outside. Now if we hear a noise, like I don't got to like sketchily walk outside and look for a person. We can just look out the cameras. But then as we're looking at the camera feeds, we're like, okay, so what? Now we can watch somebody break into our house.
Are you gonna install a mounted turret?
That's what I'm saying, dude. What the fuck is that? What is the point? Like, we have the cameras, but like, then what? Somebody comes over, or maybe we're not home. We can just watch somebody break in the house. That's cool. And so we've decided to go all out with like 24/7 monitoring and stuff. Because it's just like, well, if you're going to have that, what is the point? Like, what, you can watch them, you know, they're in the back, but then what do you do? And so now we're getting it replaced with like cameras that are connected to a monitoring service to where like, okay, we see somebody on camera. Now we press this button.
And
that's
then the police are just there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like at first I was like, oh yeah, self-monitoring security is so awesome. You can just buy cameras and put them everywhere. But then after I bought the cameras and then we have them and we can see the feed, I'm like, okay, but what if I did see some dude out there with a ski mask? What then?
Yeah. And you either gotta,
I go, wow, I see him out there. Now what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, security is important, dude. Like, I hope that there are not any, you know, wild fans out there. Like, you know, do you ever like meet fans do you ever get recognized when you go out?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Airports are a big one. Like, there's people from all over the world, like in one place at airports.
Oh yeah.
I get a lot of pictures with people. Oh, at airports, dude, that's so which cool. is the worst time to get a picture with me because I fucking hate traveling and I feel like shit.
Oh, but, I'm so excited to fly. Dude, we got to do like a Genius Bar. We should do a Genius Bar tour. That'd be so fun.
That would be really, really cool. We're getting close. We're getting close to the end of this pandemic to where we can actually like do fun
and
things.
Then we still have, I'm not going to say anything else. You know, we still got that other.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about. But
we still got another idea to execute on. Yeah,
that we will talk about after the pod. But
all right, okay. Is that it? Are we done?
That's
with
it.
The show?
Great episode. That's it, everybody. Really fun talking to you as always. I mean it when I say this is my favorite thing. You guys should check out Manscaped again. Use code GENIUSBAR to get 20% off and free shipping. It's a great time.
This is becoming less of a podcast and more just like someone accidentally recorded our conversations.
Dude, we should probably do more techno.
We're going along. We're talking about everything but Apple.
I've been thinking, I'm like always in my head. I'm like, we haven't talked about, that's why I'm just like, Apple news. We're talking about, I'm like, M2 in my head. But I think people kind of like that it's a podcast.
Our best episodes, we're just talking about
it's
us.
It's a podcast. Like, you know, it's just, you know, it's fun to interweave the news. And it's our show. We're loving it. We're having a good time. We don't need to be like every other tech podcast.
I bet if we title this episode like Sam Quits the Podcast or something, it'll do better than if we were like April Levine.
Oh, that's what we're titling it, because we've been self-aware. So it's not clickbait if we mention it. It's only clickbait if we don't address.
God,
the bending of the rules we do for money.
It's crazy. Fine, baby. It's okay, baby. All right. That's the show. Right. Thanks for listening. Or if you didn't, why?
Never mind.
The listeners are going to track them down. If you're a listener and you know people, right? You know they're into tech. Just assume that they didn't listen to this show on purpose. Not, they didn't know about it or they haven't heard about it yet. This is a vile act. They are not listening to the show. They're actively avoiding it. Go put headphones on their head and force it.
Let's ask consent first. And
consent.
Okay, well, that
there's no
that
penetration.
Is from...
I'm not talking AirPods in the ear. I'm just saying, John, just lay on top. Just put the headphones on their ear.
You could gently put the headphones on there if they said it was okay.
Or you don't even got to touch them. Just take a really loud Bluetooth speaker.
You're going to take your AirPods Max and play it outside throw them house. As hard as you can at them.
You remember when it was really like, you know, those love stories are like, you know, I waited outside her window and I just played music on the radio. Just do that. But with the podcast.
Yeah, just play it really loud outside because that's acceptable.
At night.
At night. By yourself.
And not outside my house because I watch you with my cameras and I can't call the cops.
You can. By the time this goes out, you'll be able to.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good week or don't. I don't care.
I care. I hope you have a great week. Bye.